Chapter 14. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
The problem with venomous reptiles,
Master Silgall said,
is that when you use them to harm others, you stand a chance of being bitten yourself.
Surrounded by many other Jedi in the eating hall of the temple, she thought she was speaking to herself, and that her words were being drowned out by the words blaring from the news monitor mounted on swing-out armatures on one wall. Master Durin had rushed in and gestured at the monitor. It had come to life, showing the soaring exterior of the Galactic Courts of Justice building. Though it was generally against the rules to have broadcasts running during meals, teaching sessions, or any time the Jedi and students needed peace of mind, nobody argued with a master who had something to show. And so there on the monitor screen, framed by the Courts of Justice building in the background and bracketed by small boxes of scrolling data on either side, had stood Wolam Tassir, who had been well respected as a newscaster and documentarian before anyone in the temple had been born, offering news about them.
Rush to accelerate all legal issues concerning the Jedi Order seems to have worked against the intent of the Chief of State's office. Today, in a landmark 9-3 decision, the highest court in the Galactic Alliance has overturned the so-called guilty by association rider to the recent executive order, limiting the powers of the Jedi Order. Though the restrictions remain in place on the Jedi, former members and Alliance citizens with training in Jedi-like arts remain free of those limitations. Chief Justice Uved Pleddison of Lord, in the majority opinion document, states unequivocally that possession of a skill or specific knowledge cannot, in and of itself, be sufficient to curtail an individual's rights. Legal analysts point out, however, that individuals in possession of sensitive information can still be declared a danger to the Alliance, a measure that allows for person-by-person imposition of limitations such as those recently levied against the Jedi. Alveda Swar is standing by with the instigators of this case. Alveda?
As the monitor picture shifted to that of an attractive woman with a yellowish tint to her skin, the very well-dressed Nawara Venn and Tahiri Vela behind her, the Jedi in the dining hall applauded and raised their voices in discussion of the decision. But Silgall had a feeling of foreboding about it. She did not think the Force was speaking to her. It was simply experience with galactic politics, and the sentient tendency to exact revenge for offenses both great and small, real and imagined.
Master?
The voice was soft and high, immature, and Silgall looked down to see, sitting below her peripheral vision, a Jedi youngling, a platter of food before her. The human girl, who could scarcely have been 8, looked confused.
Yes, child?
I don't understand what you meant by poisonous reptile.
Silgall considered her words.
I meant that the strength of every blow you strike can be turned against you. The energy in your lunge can be made to propel you in a direction you do not wish to go.
So the court thing is bad for us?
It doesn't improve our situation at all, but it suggests to the government that we are defying them.
So, it's like getting in trouble for what your friend does.
Very much so.
Silgall's comlink pinged, the signal of the Jedi guarding the main temple entrance. It was a request from them that a master come out to deal with some situation. Silgall gave the little girl a reassuring look and headed out of the dining hall. Master Durin caught up with her a few meters short of the main entrance. He was smiling, elated.
That was good news.
For Tahiri Vela?
Silgall, it's the first chink in the wall of the government's position against us. The High Court is going to review the entire executive order. It could fail, too.
It's not the only thing.
They swept out through the huge open doors at the start of the Great Hall. Beyond was the breadth of Coruscant in late morning sun. Much closer were several official speeders hovering over and to the sides of the entryway. One was an ambulance, its rear doors open. The others were mostly Galactic Alliance security vehicles, their operatives standing with a few medical personnel. And among them were the bounty hunters, Zalash Ku, the dark-haired ersatz Jedi, and Vranin Vax, the human-turned-YVH droid.